I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, get ready. Saints battling the Chargers Sunday in L.A. Coverage starts at 11 a.m. live from Rouse's Market in Metairie on Power Boulevard. You can head out and make groceries for your tailgate party. Hang out with Team WWL First Take with Steve Geller and Charlie Long. That's first up. Then at 1 o'clock, Bobby Hebert is going to be at Rouse's for the Bud Light Countdown and Kickoff. Game time with Deuce and Hoss at 3:05. Do yourself a favor. Turn down the sound, turn up Deuce and the home team and Haas and Jeff Nowak on the sideline. Then when it's over, sound off with the Ciroc point after with the Cajun Cannon. Saints Chargers, 10 hours wall-to-wall football Sunday starting at 11 o'clock on Rouse's Market in Metairie on Power Boulevard and here on WWL and live on the free Odyssey app. Mike Dettillier, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Tommy.
Let's talk about these. Let's talk about the Saints and the injury situation. And the Chargers and the injury situation. What do we know?
Well, the good news is the Saints have gotten back a number of the guys. Full participation, Taysom Hill and Cesar Ruiz. Pete Werner's back at practice. I think he's been limited, but those three in particular certainly play a big part in this. And defense hasn't played the same since Pete Werner's been out, to be honest with you. And on offense, Eric McCoy is a couple weeks away, but to get Taysom back, he's another big cog for him in the running game going up against the Chargers. The only guy that's added to the list was Cedric Wilson Jr., the wide receiver. He's sort of thin there to begin with, and he missed yesterday with a hip injury.
Let's talk about the Rattler, Spencer Rattler. What is he going to look face with this Los Angeles Chargers defense, Mike?
Well, with any young quarterback, I think the biggest thing is, don't try to do too much. And yet, you want him to still be a bold quarterback. And so you design plays, and I think for him is best, on the move, kind of cut off one half of the field and throw to a designated spot. That part he has done pretty well. He's really a pocket quarterback. But when you see what he does well in the NFL, a lot of it is when he's moving, kind of waggle plays left to right and throwing off the run. And I think that's what you got to do against the Chargers. But first and foremost, you got to run it. You got to have a semblance of a running game here, that because you know that the Chargers are going to give him some looks like any other young quarterback. I would try to trick him a little bit. But if you got a running game going, that's a young quarterback or even an old quarterback's best friend, the ability to run the football. And if you can have Taysom back along with Alvin Kamara in the backfield, and to be honest, the few touches Kendra Miller got, hey, he's got to also be a big part of this in the running game.
Along those lines, Jim Harbaugh and the Los Angeles Chargers. I got the right Harbaugh, don't I?
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah, I get him confused. They love to run the football, which means they love to keep the defense on the field, which means if you as the Saints can run the football, you keep your defense off the field, keep them off the field. That's true about the Chargers, right, running the ball?
It's true about any coach team with Harbaugh, no matter where he's been. When he was at University of San Diego, at Stanford, when he was with the 49ers, and he was – he won 69% of his games with the San Francisco 49ers. And then he goes to Michigan, and then now with the L.A. Chargers, it's always going to be about the running game. He feels as though you got to win it up front, be physical with players, and kind of move the chains. And this Charger team doesn't have a great array of outside weapons. Ladd McConkey, who they picked up in the second round from Georgia, has been effective, but you know, the list there is not long. He has always emphasized, I want to build my team a certain way, and that is with big offensive linemen and being able to control the clock with the running game. And that's exactly what he's doing. His defense is stingy. They're quick flowing to the football. Maybe he got an outside shot here to do a little damage against those corners. They play off quite a bit, so I think you can take a little bit of an advantage of that. But with Jim, he can coach till he's 90 years old. He ain't never going to change. It's always about running the football.
Let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Mike to tell you about the Saints game Sunday against the Chargers. All the action right here on WWL. Right now, 820 traffic on WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You all. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Big game for the Saints Sunday against the Chargers. Before that, big game for the Tigers against the Aggies against Texas A&M. WWL coverage starts at 2 o'clock. Join Mike Dettelier and Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. That's live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Presented by MAP Construction. Always a great time with Mike and Herb. Great insights from both of them. Acme has 16 surround sound TVs. Great drink specials, plus life's more fun with seafood. And catch LSU pregame at 4:30 kickoff with Chris Blair and Jacob Hester. Do yourself a favor. Turn down the sound on a TV. Turn up WWL. Listen to their broadcast of the game of the Tigers and the Aggies. 10 hours of exciting LSU football tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock on WWL and a free Odyssey app with the aforementioned Mike Dettelier and Herb Tyler. Mike, let's talk about the quarterback matchup here. You got Justin Herbert and Spencer Rattler, seemingly advantage Herbert. Thoughts?
Yeah, the experience, the talent. Justin Herbert's got immense skills as a quarterback in what you're looking for. And he's related to Bobby.
Is he?
We went through that when he came to Manning camp. Him and I had a long talk about it because he said there's not a day goes by that people don't bring up the Seinfeld thing about H-E-B-E-R-T.
I was getting ready to say that. You read my mind.
H-E-R-B-E-R-T. Yeah. He said somewhere down the line, one of our relatives got in trouble, and he, he ended up out west in the Pacific Northwest, and Bobby's here. So,
wait, is that a true story or not?
That is a true story.
Got in trouble, ended up in the Pacific Northwest. From there, Justin Herbert spells his name with an R and winds up with the Chargers?
Yeah, he says that's what, he has been told throughout the years by relatives of his.
Talk about butterfly effect, like, man.
What's that?
Talk about butterfly effect. Man, I'm telling you.
And it's weird how their athletic sort of high school stuff mirrors one another. He played a lot of baseball, was a really good basketball player, similar to Bob, sort of took up football a little bit later in life, had this big growth spurt. He said when he was in the 10th grade, Bob had it after the 9th grade. Hey, it's amazing. It's almost like the carbon copy of one another. Mm-hmm. The only thing Bob had told me, Mike, he ain't as big as me. Oh, yeah, he's bigger than him from a height standpoint. And he's got a really strong arm.
Wait, he's bigger than whom?
No, Herbert's bigger than Bobby.
Okay. Bobby's pretty big.
I don't think he's taller than me. I was like, I don't know. So we took a picture, him and I, mm-hmm. Herbert and I, and I sent it to him. He was like, oh, yeah, he's taller than me. Really good kid.
Yeah, he's 6'6".
He was not highly recruited coming out of high school. Oregon came in sort of late in the process, and he lived, I think he told me, like 5 miles away from Oregon Stadium. He grew up 5 miles away. And yet, you know, he wasn't a widely recruited guy. But, man, he's athletic. He's got all the skills. Now, my thing with them is like any other team, I stopped the running game, you beat me. You beat me throwing the ball. Because I can do some things to get some heat on you, but if I can stop that running game, or at least slow it down, I got a fighting chance against the Chargers. If you got a running game going, I know what Jim's going to do. And he's watched the film of the last 2 weeks. He has seen that teams have gashed this front seven. And you can bet your last buck that's what he's going to do. He's going to at least try. And the Saints have to stop the run. Mm. But Justin Herbert, immensely gifted at the quarterback position.
6'6", 250-something, I think. You better get two hands on that guy, man. I'm going to tell you what. We'll take a break, pick it up here. We're coming back. For those of you, and I'm getting some text here, don't know what the butterfly effect is. In essence, it means that one little bitty thing like a butterfly flapping its wings in one part of the world, a small change in one state of a deterministic nonlinear system can result in a big chaotic change somewhere else. And that's what I meant about somebody in the Hebert family way back in the day getting in trouble. They go to the Pacific Northwest, add an R to the name. As a result, then Justin Herbert grows up by Oregon Stadium, then winds up playing for the Chargers. So all because whoever got in trouble with whomever back in the day. And it's not a bad movie either if you've seen it, The Butterfly Effect. And I'm not an Ashton Kutcher fan, but we're way off the subject. More with Mike Dettelier when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. So that we go to Dave Cohen. 844, 16 till 9, Mike Dettelier, our guest. WNFL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director, to talk about the Saints. Mike, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but you know how the text line can work sometimes, right?
Yeah, do I.
Somebody texted in and said that there is no relation between Justin Herbert and Bobby Hebert, despite having similar names and playing positions. They are not related. I only bring that up because you got this from Justin Herbert himself, did you not?
This is what Justin Herbert told me.
Yes, yes. The source, so, the
I mean,
man
listen,
himself.
People, and he got it passed down throughout the generations, right, so to speak. Yes. So, but if they got people that think they know everything about everything.
Yeah, I just
and
find it
Bob
interesting.
Brought it up.
Go ahead.
Bob brought it up even before. He's like, Mike, is Justin Herbert going to be at Manning camp? And I'm like, yeah. He said, ask him. You know, ask him about this, ask him about that, and about the Herbert and Hebert thing. And so somebody actually called him Justin Hebert.
Mm-hmm.
And he laughed. And then somebody pointed out, that's the guy that works with Bobby Hebert. And so I got the interview, I was interviewing him, and he brought it up that he said, I think somewhere down the line, this is what I've been told throughout the deal, that that's sort of how it was.
The only reason I bring it up is that in this day and age of everybody, and no disrespect to anybody, but of everybody thinking they know everything, this goes back to the source itself, to the quarterback himself. All 6 feet, 6 inches of him told you this, correct?
Told me that.
Okay. All right. So look online, do whatever you want. I'm just telling you, this is what the man
himself.
Yeah,
well, you know what they do? They go to Wikipedia. Mm. And, I didn't see it there on Wikipedia or whatever. So I get it. And
I'm not trying to get you angry. I just think it goes.
No, it's not.
This is from the source itself, and you're choosing not to believe that, which drives me kind of crazy. Let's talk about.
No, but
go ahead.
We live in that age, Tommy.
Yeah.
We live in, no matter what, they don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe.
Okay,
it.
I just thought I'd talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about the Saints cornerback situation and Chargers receivers, and how you see this game playing out.
Well, Marshawn's back, and then you're going to have Alante Taylor, but you're going to see a lot more of the rookie, Kool-Aid McKinstry, in the lineup. They haven't lit the world afire throwing the football. Now, again, the Saints defense has been sort of the elixir to get everybody back healthy over the last couple of weeks. But that's not what they really hang their hat on offensively. They want to run the football with J.K. Dobbins. They got the young rookie from Troy. They give the football to quite a bit also. So you can see this, you know, no question about it. And Kamani Vidal, they just want to control the clock. They are good playing small ball. That is what Harbaugh wants to do. He doesn't care if he beats you 17-16 or 20-17. That's right up his alley. The Saints should have the advantage from a coverage standpoint. They really should at this point. Now, can you get pressure on Justin Herbert is the thing. Because Rashawn Slater is a top 5 or 6 left tackle in this league. He's that good. And come draft time, when Charlie Long and I would do the kind of draft shows, he was like, you almost so sure about Joe Alt going before Malik Nabers. Nothing against Malik Nabers at all. But I knew if he's there and the Chargers come to pick both of them, mm-hmm. I knew he was going with Joe Alt, the big tackle from Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. So he got bookend tackles, and they're pretty solid in the middle. And you understand with Harbaugh, they want to run the football. They want to run the ball. So the Saints got the advantage from a coverage standpoint. It's just, can they stop the run?
When it comes to the guy on defense, every defense has their guy, right? Who is the Chargers' guy?
Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack. Mm. And that was a big question mark when Jim took over the team. Would Harbaugh keep both of them, both highly priced veteran players? And he decided that he was going to do it. And I would have too. Man, those two guys, you might say, I got a guy that's pretty close in talent. No, you don't. You don't have a guy close in talent to Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. Not on that team. They're the straws that turn the drink. They come off the edges. They run to the football quickly. One thing with Joey Bosa, he's pedal to the metal every play. He gives you everything he's got. And he's a really good edge rusher. Khalil Mack, they've used him a lot of different ways. He's not the 24-year-old Khalil Mack. He's got a little bit of age on him. And so he's been nicked up and again for the time catches you. But, man, he is still a good player. Excellent against the run. Not quite the edge rusher of yesteryear, but he's still really good. So those are the two guys. And, again, they sort of control the edges and force you to run in between the tackles where they got some bulky interior defensive linemen.
All right, let me take a break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about something we talked with Deuce with earlier this week, I think it was, Tim. We talked to Deuce earlier this week. It's been a long week. I think so. Yeah, I think we did. About salary cap issues with the Saints and blowing it up and kicking a can down the road and all of that stuff. So Mike Dettelier, our guest, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. He'll be part of the pregame coverage on Sunday. He'll definitely be part of the Tigers pregame coverage tomorrow at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge starting at 2 o'clock. 8:51, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:56, 4 till 9, back with Mike Dettelier. Mike, we had an interesting conversation with Deuce McAllister earlier this week about, you know, first of all, people were so upset over the Denver game. Somebody swore to me that there was no way Dennis Allen would be the head coach for the Chargers game, and I offered to bet this person $1,000 in cash. But the stipulation was, you got to bring your money. It's like Joe Pesci and my cousin Vinny. No. Bring the money, and we'll have a third party hold it, and then we'll bet. And they, of course, crawfished out of it. But people were all emotional, and you can't, whether you like Dennis Allen or not, you can't run a franchise based on emotional and knee-jerk reactions. So with that being said, Deuce was talking about, you know, blowing the whole thing up and salary cap issues and everything else. Talk about that and the future of the Saints, if you will. And I know injuries have decimated the team this season so far, but you can't, they don't have an option of blowing this thing up, do they?
Not in the middle of the season, you don't. I mean, you sort of all in at this point. And you see what happened with the Jets. Okay, Woody Johnson made the decision. I'm getting rid of the head coach. I'm bringing in Jeff Sorich. I'm going to go out and trade for Davante Adams. You know, he re-signed Hassan Reddick, who they had traded. They brought him in and redid his deal. Okay, he was trying to kind of add to the puzzle. It hasn't worked, even with the additions. He's hitched his wagon to Aaron Rodgers.
Mid-season firings never work.
It's rare. It's a rare occasion that it'll work. And so you have to look at it that you want to be competitive down the line, and you want to try to take care of the veterans that you have, that you think have football life left in them in the future. That's why the draft is so important. Because if you hit on draft choices, you're paying them football minimum wage for 3 to 4 years. That's why the Chiefs have been able to win along with Mahomes. They've drafted so well. So the Kamara extension, that didn't surprise me one bit. My thing is, when I get rid of somebody, do I have anybody close to his talent on this team? Just think about it. Do you have anybody close to his talent level?
Not just talent, but leadership.
No.
Leadership ability on the field and off the field. You know what I'm saying? By example?
Yeah, and sometimes you got to make tough decisions. Sometimes you know if that guy's at the end of his career and you don't extend him. You let it play out. He might go on somewhere else to play another year or two. You have to make those tough decisions. But, you know, blowing it up, you don't blow up nothing in the middle of the season. Fire everybody. That I hear that a lot also. Fire everybody. Get rid of everybody. You don't know the dynamics of this team.
Mike, let me tell you.
You don't know how that, that's not going to happen here.
We're about out of time. Give me a prediction, if you will.
I think it's close. I mean, give me that 7.5 points. Tell me, this crazy? They got 3 games, 10 points or more this a week, and 1 game, 9.5. Saints are 7.5. Give me the 7.5. I think this is a really close game.
Hi, my friend. Tigers win? Yes, Cano, quick.
I think Tigers win in a real close one.
All right.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.